should know, I v'ho kishish minei. Rabbi Elazar was much older than Rabbi Chanina. So you can't say that we're passing him because of Rabbi Chanina. Rashi says, "Well, kishme tuva the Rabbi Elazar hoya v'imei Rabbi Gamliel b'nai shirim shemin haneri b'haru gemalchus." Rabbi Elazar was way before Rabbi Chanina. So you can't tell me now, like we passed like Rabbi Elazar because Rabbi Chanina said like him, he came way before him. For kishme minei tuva is much older than him. Most is like this. Not the pshat is that Rabbi Elazar holds the shittas from the Chanina, because the Chanina was much later than him. El the pshat like this: Mishum dekoy Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel b'shitosai. That Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he came much later. But the pshat is he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer. So that's why we convey the loch is like Rabbi Eliezer, not because Rabbi Eliezer himself. I'll see himself. He wouldn't paskin like him, but because later on it came Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel that he also holds like his shita. That's why we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. But it could be so far back it's true that there are only four places in Shas that we pass like Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara says, "Umikoy, is it true what you're saying? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel holds b'shitas Rabbi Elazar, but your Tanya would not like this. Or Yom Kippur, that means Mariv by Yom Kippur, Mispalul Sheva, we say seven brachot in Shemone Esrei, Umizvada after Shemone Esrei, you say Vidui. Shachris, the same thing, Mispalul Sheva, we say seven brachos, Umizvada, we say Vidui after Shachris. Musaf, the same thing. Mispal l'shev, we say seven brachas on Yom Kippur. Or Mitzvada, then you say Vidui. Mincha, the same thing. Mispal l'shev, Mitzvada, seven brachas, then you say Vidui. Benil also, Mispal l'shev, we say seven brachas in the Shemone Esrei. Or Mitzvada, then we say Vidui. The Avris, what's going to be now Marav of Mitzvah Yom Kippur? That says clearly, Mispal l'shev, we only make seven brachas. And the middle bracha is Mi'ein Shemone Esrei. It's like Havineinu, it's one bracha that's kolel, a part of all the 18 all the brachas. But it's only one bracha. So really it's called, you make only seven brachas. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Mishum HaVais, the name of his father, says over, Oimeh Mispalu Shemone Esrei, no, you have to make 18 brachas. Why? Bevnei Shetzorach, Leim HaVdolah, B'chonin HaDoas, like we do. You have to say HaVdolah in the bracha of B'chonin HaDoas. So if you can't say one big bracha for all the middle brachas, but you have to say all 18 brachas. So the kashra is, you see here, Chanina ben Gamliel does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that you say Havdol in Hador, in Moedim, but rather he holds the way we do it. We make a bracha, we say make the Havdolah in the bracha of Chanina Hadoas. So Gemarin says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Iyu Oma Mishum Avoysev. Over here, the Peshat is Chanina ben Gamliel saying over Mishum Avoysev. He's saying what his father holds. His father holds that you make Havdol in Chanan Ados. But it could be V'lei, Lei Srilei. But he himself, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, does not hold like that. He himself holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that you make the Havdolah in the Evrah in Moedim. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Om Alei Rabbi Yimil Rab Zerom. So Rabbi Yim, you said now to Rab Zero, Fiyat Lei Tizbra. Is it true what you are saying? But Rab Zero was one before that said, that we do not paskin like this Mishnah Ketav. He's the one that's saying that according to your Cheshbin, it only comes out according to Rabbi Elazar, and we talk about paskin like it. That's what Rabbi Elazar said, that's what Rabbi Zera said before. It's mashma that we do not paskin the Mishnah Ketav. Because that only goes according to Rabbi Elazar. So we ask the question to him, is it true? Omelie Rabbi Yimel Rabbi Zera. The Yatle, tis but you do not hold. That the man tonic Ketav peri. Rabbi Elazar who, well, the pshat is before Rabbi Zera said that he meant to say that according to what you're learning, it shouldn't come out l'alocha. So Pasha Demor means that before Rabbi Zera was arguing and saying, you can't say like you're saying. You can't tell me that the time of that Mishnah was Rabbi Eliezer. Because if so, he wouldn't pass like that. So Masha Rabbi Zera himself holds that the Mishnah of Ketav is not according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now the most question is that true? The Atle Tizbro, that the man Tanak Tofa Peri, Rabbi Elazar, you don't hold like that. Avyitznan, not like this. Rabbi Elazar says clearly that Hamaymid Bisraf Ola. If you take out the Sraf, means the sap that comes out of a tree of Ola, when it's less than 3 years old. So that sap that comes out of the tree is also. You're not allowed to use it to make cheese, to churl up the cheese with it. So who you see clearly is Rabbi Eliezer, the one that says that the Sraf is also. So how could you observe it not like that? Someone says no. Filu Temer Rabban, even if you want to say it goes according to the Rabban of that Mishnah of the other Ketav. That's where Bzeira holds, not like Rabbi Eliezer. It goes according to Rabbanan. But still, it's like this. I'll tell you like this. When did Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eliezer to say that the Ketaf is not awesome? And the Ketaf or the Gavza? Only the Ketaf, the sap that comes out of a tree itself. The Gavza means of the bark itself of the tree. She says, Ketaf of the Gavza, Bisraf Hamletiv Mina'etz, the sap that comes out of the tree. There, the Ketz Biyam, it's like the tree itself. Alva Ketaf Havisraf Hapagan, but the sap that comes out of the Peris, that even the Rabbanan agree has a locha of the tree itself. That's what we want to answer. So this outcome of figure Rabbanan led Rabbanan, Rabbanan argued and Rabbanan said that the sap is nothing. That's the sap that comes out of a tree, the Katz for the Gavza. Alva the Katz for the Peri. But the sap that comes out of the fruit itself, Moidele, and even the Rabbonim would agree that the sap taker has a lock of the pre on it. Therefore, that Mishnah that says the Ketaf has a Nisa Shvius on it could even go according to Rabbonim Shritam. And the Pshat is that talking about the sap that comes out of the pre itself. It's not, we learned like this. Omer Bishua, Bishua says, Shemati, I heard, Shemati the first, I heard clearly that Shamaimit Bisrafolin. If somebody uses the sap that comes out of the olon, the leaves, the sraf fik, and the sap that comes out of the tree itself, muta, and that sap is muta, since it comes out of the bark, the wood, it's not osal shvius. But the sraf hapogim, but the sap that comes out of the peris, also, then it has a nisa shvius or nisa olor on it. Why? The vnei shu pri, but that's called the pri, so that's the yishuv over here, enechanami, that mishter could even go according to the rabbonin. Because Rabbanim also agree there is a ketaf that's also the ketaf, the sap that comes out of the tree. It's only the sap that comes out of the tree that's a machlekes. The Yibor Yisem, if you want to catch like this, that ki pligi Rabbanim lay the Rebbe Lezer, when Rabbanim lay the Rebbe Lezer, bila noisa peris. Only a tree that gives off fruit, then there they hold what's called the fruit, only the fruit itself, not the sap that comes out of the tree. Avo bi'ilon sheina oisa peris. If you have a tree that does not give her fruits at all, then it could be even the Rabbanan agree, murder the cots will zeh period, it could be even the Rabbanan agree, that the sap that comes out of the tree itself, that's called the pre. So again, we could have better, not only the sap that comes out of the pre is called the pre, but even the sap that comes out of a tree, that if that tree has no other peris, then the Rabbanan agree that this sap is called the pre. I'll bring you proof that now we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein lektav shvis. That the sap that comes out of a tree has no issa shvius on it at all, has no kedusha shvius. The chomer say no, yesh lektav shvius. You should know the ketaf, the sap that comes out of the tree has issa shvius on it. Why? The vnei shekat v'izer period. Because the sap that comes out of the tree, that's considered its pre, that's called the fruit of this tree, therefore it has issa shvius on it. Now let's see, man chachom, who's the chomer over here? Lav rabbonim the plig yoleh the Rebbe Lezer. Isn't this the Rabbanan that argue on Rebbe Lezer? That even though, again, when the tree has fruits, then the Rabbanan hold that the sap that comes out of the tree is not called a pri, it's not called Yisra Shrius. But where the tree has no other fruits, then he agrees the sap that comes out of it, that is called a pri. O Malay Yehu Saba, an older person said, that Hoch Yom Rabbi Yechanan, this is Rabbi Yechanan said, Hoch Yom Rabbi Yechanan, that man chacham, who's the chacham over here? Rabbi Eliezer. The Yom Kitfo is there, period. That he goes according to Rebbe Lezer, it says the Ketav, that's called its pre. Now, E Rebbe Lezer, talking about Rebbe Lezer, my Yir Elon, Sheino is the pre. Why do you have to say it's only the sap that comes out of a tree that does not perish? Afilo Elon is a peri. Even a tree that gives off fruit, still Rebbe Lezer holds Kitofo is there, period. That the mice of the sap that comes out of a tree, no matter what type of a tree it is, Rebbe Lezer holds it is called like a pre. Sumer says true, but I'll answer you over here, the Devrayim, the Rabbonin Komalu. Rebbe Lezer is talking back to the Rabbonin and saying like this. Lididi, according to my sheet alone, Rebbe Eliezer, he himself holds, Afilu Elon, who is the peridim if you have a tree, that gives off fruits, still nami caught for his period. The sap that comes out of the tree itself is also called like the pre, and it would have an Issa Shvis. It would have an Issa Orler on it. But Lidchul, according to you, Rabbanin, Oidu Lumiyas, don't you agree to me at least that Bila and Shein Oyster Paris, that are called upon by a tree that does not give off any fruits. Don't you agree the kotful zeh period, that are called upon the sap that comes out of the tree, that should be called like a pri? For Abonam, the Abonam said back, no, Loishan, there's no difference, no. They held no, every type of a sap, even a sap that comes out of a tree that has no prayers, could be, they held, it's not called a pri. So therefore, there's no proof to make this chilek now. But Einachanami, the man down before, he made this chilek and said no, that the Chum would agree by the ktaf that comes out of a tree that has no peris, that is called a pri. Yeah. Here now the Mishnah says, it said, Eizohi Bsula, what's called a Bsula? Koshla Rosa. Says a Bsula girl that never saw dam yet, so the first time she has a period, the first time she sees dam, she's only Tomei Mikana Labo, not Lamafreya, not for the din of Meisliyes. Torah Rabbanan learned like this. Nisayes, let's say the girl gets married. Verosa dam machas nesuyin. And she sees dam because when she gets married it breaks the psulim, so she sees dam. Or else, but her own period she never saw yet. Yolda, let's say then she gives birth. Verosa dam amach masledi, she sees blood because of the giving birth. So Loch was Adaina Nikura, she's still called La Psula. She is still called the Psula because she never had a regular period yet. And therefore, the first time she's going to see Dam, she'll still have the din of Dayan Shoson. Sheray Besula Shom, because after the Mishnah says the din of a Besula is Dayan Shoson, that's Besula's Domin. Meaning to say she never saw Dam yet because of the Nidus. For Loi Besula's Besulim. And we're not saying she's a Besula that she didn't break a Besulim. It could be Taka, she doesn't have any Besulim anymore. But as long as she's never saw her regular period yet, so that's the din of a Besula. That now the first time she does have a period, the din would be as a dayishos, and she would not be tamal mafreya, she would only be tamal mikana labo. Versus Eini, it's not that way, it's not true. The Yomer of Kana says, Tony, we learn gimel besula saying there are three types of besulas. There's a besulas adam, means an isha that's a besula, she didn't break a besulam yet. There's a besulas karka, that means karka that was never worked on yet. And there's Psula Shikma, this type of a tree, a Shikma that was never cut off yet, its branches. So like this, Psula Adam, what's called the Psula Adam? Means Kol Shaman Shlo Nivla, Kol Zman Anisha didn't have beer yet, that she didn't break up Psulim yet. Now, if Kamina, what's the difference? Lekoyen Godol. And we know a Koyen Godol is a mitzvah for him to marry a Psula and not a Bula. Inami Roslik Subasa Masayim, that Anisha that's a Psula, her Ksub is Masayim, a Bula has a Ksub only of 100. Now, Psula Kaka, what's the loch of B'sulas Karka? That means Kol Zaman Shle Nevdeth. Nobody ever worked on that Karka. That's called the B'sulas Karka. What's the difference? Now, if Kamidol Nachal Eson, that the loch is by the Egla Rufa, you're supposed to make the Egla Rufa down by a Nachal, by a ground that they never worked there. So if you have a Karka, B'sulas Karka, that's kosher for Egla Rufa. And the Amir, Nami Yerel, to make a Chamemcha, if you sell property, it sounds very expensive, because since you never planted there yet, so now the first time you plant it, it'll give off very good fruit. So it's not Kamina for selling purposes. Now the last case is Besula Shikma. That means Kol Zaman Shle Niksa. Kol Zaman, you didn't cut off any part of the tree yet. It's called the Besula Shikma. The Nafkamina is, because if you cut off once, it'll grow back a lot. Now Kamina Lameka Chamemcha, it's also very valuable, because it's easy to make it grow very good. It says the year. Inami Rosh Lameka Saw Bishriyas, or you're allowed to cut it down on Shriyas and not Kritnan. And Kurtisim Basula Shimna Bishriyas. And now when I cut it down the first time on Shriyas, it's called like an Avoidah. It's a hard work to do. You can't do this work on Shriyas. Bivnei Shi Avoidah. Because that's called the hard work. So these are three cases that are called Basulais. Basulas Adam, Basulas Karka, and Basula Shikma. But it doesn't say a fourth case. Alright, turn over, continue one on the other side. Now the question is why? The Gemara is, V'yemisa, that there's such a case of Absulas Domim in our Mishnah, listening Nami Ho, let's say a fourth case, Absulas Domim. It means a girl, Kozman, she didn't see a period yet, the first time she sees it, she'll have a din of Dayan Shosan. So Gemara is Omer, Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, Kikatan, when do we say over here, Besulam, Midi, the left lay Shem Lavoy, it has no other nickname with it. Just called the Besulah. Besulas Adam, we know what it means. Besulas Kak, we know what it means. And Besulas Shikma. Now, Midi, the Yisla, Shem, Levoy, Yehi, Stam, Kent, Stam, called Besulas Adam. Because that's Mashma, the Isha, has a Besulim. you have to say it means Besulas Domin, Loikatoni. That's not in this category. Here you have to say clearly two words like Besulas Domin, so that's not in this category. Loikatoni. Rav Sheshes Bred Ravidi Yoma. Ki Katoni Midi Detola Bamaisa. When do we say a Besula here means that what makes it not a Besula if a mice happened to it? So these three cases means no man lived with them, the kaka wasn't worked yet, and the shikman wasn't cut yet. But me did the Lord, told the Maisek, in our case here, she's called the Psula because she didn't see Dam. But when she sees Dam not, it's not a mice, it happens by itself, the blood coming out. Like a Tony, that's not in the category of a Psula. Rabbi Chanina Bered, Rav Iki Yomar, Ki Katoni Midi de Loi Hadri Lebriyosa. We only say things that Psula means that once it becomes not a Psula, it can't come back anymore. Like once she has Bia, she broke her Psula, she can't have her Psula back anymore. Or a karka, once you work, it can't be called unworked anymore. But Midi de Hadri Lebriyosa like a Tony. But over here by this Isha, that even though she sees blood once, it could be later when she becomes an older girl, older lady, she won't see Dam anymore. So she could come back again to that massive of not seeing Dam, therefore it's not in this category. Means that people care about it to buy it because it's obsolete, it's more expensive. But but over here that people don't run after the fact that she saw Dominant. That's not a purpose to run after her, therefore we don't count it. Like a Isha that's obsolete, she never lived with a man yet, she's worth more. A character is worth more. But not here. So what's the question? Is that true what you're saying? But like Kafti, is that true? The Yatani would learn like this. Rabbi Chiyu Aino. That Kishem Shasor Yofalisa, just like sourdough, is very good for dough to make it rise. Kachdomim Yofalisa, you know, same thing. If an Isha sees a lot of blood, a lot of nidus, it's good for her. But Tani would learn like this, Mishum Rabbi Meir. That Kolisha Shodimim Merubim, an Isha that has a lot of blood, Bornim Merubim, she'll have a lot of children. Sadarabi, she's worth more if she has a lot of dam. So why don't you say that in the quantity of less terrets, then the psula's dam should also be included? So Moritz said like this rather. Elakika toni midi de kopra tzalei zvini. Means that the cat, since she's a psula, then people pay more for it. Like a psula's karka, a psula's shikma, or an isha that's a psula, she didn't have a psula broken yet. But midi de kopra tzalei zvini, like a toni, here's the opposite. The fact she's a psula, she didn't see dam yet, people don't like her. People will go to pay for her to marry her when she does have dam. Therefore, that's not included in the law in these cases of besula. Tanur Rabban wrote like this: Ezel besulas karka. What's called the besulas karka? The karka was never worked on. How do you know that? Called shemala reshushin. It has a lot of, or Rashi says, has like stones, small stones around it. V'yena fortichuach, and its ground is not soft. It was never dug into yet. Nimtza bocheres, let's say you find earthly kalim inside the ground there. So you should know be a duvish and evda, that I'm sure they worked over it there once, and that's how these things got there. Tsunmo, let's say there's a big rock there on this ground. Harez the basulas karka, that's also proof they never worked on it yet. Because if they would have worked on it already, plowed it, they would have taken the tsunmo, the big stone out of it. Then the Mishnah says, another isha that's Dayashosnis Muberis, a pregnant lady, Mishiavod Ubra, when we can tell, see that she's pregnant. The Kama Korasuba, how long does she have to be pregnant to say we can tell? Hasum Kosami Mishum Rabbi Meir, Shlash Chadosh, she has to be pregnant 3 months, a third of a pregnancy. 3 months. The Afapish and Renadav, even though there's no real proof, Zechadav is a little bit of a proof. She never says in the Postlek, Vikim Shlash Chadosh, was like 3 months. The Gurman, it says, yeah. So that's when Yehuda was able to tell that Tamar was pregnant. You see, after three, it's Nika, you could tell she's pregnant. So Mara says, what are you telling me? Zechladov, it's only a little proof. Zechladova, Kruaksiv, it's a clear proof. Ragged earlier, it's a big proof. It says clearly, Kimisholosh Kadoshim. So Mara says, no. Mishum Vika the Yodla test, some ladies give birth after 9 months, true. But Vika the Yodla Shiva, some give birth after seven months. So all it says is, Kimisholosh Kadoshim means one third of a pregnancy. So if you say she gives birth after 7 months, so one third is only 2 months and a third. So if we don't have a clear proof to say it means 9 months, that's a commercial one, yes, that the Mishnah means when Nisha's pregnant for 3 months, that's what's called hukki, you can tell she's pregnant, then she has the din that a dummy is muslekis, that din would be dayin shasim. Turn around but learn like this. Hareshohoiso becheskas muberis. That's an Nisha was becheska, she was pregnant, she was nika, looked to appear to everybody, she was pregnant. Rosa Dam, when she saw Dam, then when she was pregnant, so Poshita Din is then it's only Dayashosan, that the tyrus that she touched, before this and the hours before that is tall. But what's going to be if Yachakach later hepil ruach? She has the miscarriage and only ruach, only wind comes out. That's all. She's mapil a ruach. That's all. So now what do we say? Or else I call dover shena shakriyam, anything that doesn't live. So harehi becheskas daishosa. Still we say that the dam she saw before has a din of daishosa. And I do not say that the one svar should be, now that I see what she was pregnant with was not with a vlad shakriyama, that's not called a pregnancy. So now what she said, the dam she saw before should have had a tumma mi'es l'es, and the truma that she touched before should be tumma. No, I don't say that. Since Lamaisa, she did have a pregnancy, she gave birth to something, it's called a pregnancy. Now the Gemara says, of Yafagav Shen Reinodav, I don't have a clear proof, ain't Reinodavar, but Zechodav, a little remembrance there is. Shenem is a Paskin Sheol that says, Horinu Chalnu, like this, they were pregnant, they got sick, Kamo Yelad Meruach, and if they gave birth to a Ruach, Tzchurat Smashmi could give birth to a Ruach, to a wind, and that's called a Leda. That's called a pregnancy. So what's the question again? My Zechud, what are you telling me? It's only a little remembrance. Hararai Gadeli, it's a good proof. Tamar says, no, Kik Sivakur, the spouse is talking about Bischorim. It doesn't really mean they were pregnant and they gave birth to a Ruach. It's talking about men. It's just a Dugma Moshe of this, that they had such pains as if they were giving birth. So therefore, it's not 100% proof. A Remin, I have a question. It says, Koshashah Shnayim Ulishlishi Apilo. Let's say Koshashnayim means she had labor pains for 2 days, in the middle of Ganesha, in the middle of a Yud Aleph Yomim, between Nidus, after Nidus and Zavus. So these days she could become a Zava. She would see now 3 days, she become a Zava. So she saw 2 days, but those 2 days she had labor pains. On the Shlishi, in the third day, the Pilu Ruach, she gave birth to a Ruach. Or Koldova, Shemeshkim, anything that's not Shokayama. So it says, Gila, raise you, let us bezoif. We do not consider this to be a Leda, but rather it's called as if there was no Leda, there's not a Vlad, and therefore she saw 3 days dam in the middle of Yud Aleph Yomim, she has a Din Zava. And the question is why? V'yamin, if you can tell me now, that Leda Ma'isi, when she gives birth to Ruach, to just wind, it's also called a Leda.